up, everybody? Hello. Welcome to the Krigler Show. Welcome to the Krigler Show. That's what we do. We are now the Krigler Show. And it's great. It's great. We sell Krigler coffee. We've got lots of Krigler things going on here, like UFOs, dinging the bells, smashing the like button, spinning globe, calm and optimistic vibes. Welcome, everybody. How are you doing? Hope you had a wonderful weekend. It is, of course, Monday. I had a great weekend. It was a long and interesting week. Lots of stuff is happening. A lot of things are happening. And anyway, we've got a great show. We're going to talk about how terrible the Oscars were yesterday. Their ratings have tanked. Still, millions of people were watching, but you'll see. It's bad. It got really bad. In fact, the best thing to have happened isn't even real. It was faked, and we'll talk about it. Then we're going to talk about race baiters, people who think they're calling out race supremacists, and they're not. It's about a specific event that's happened, and everyone is blowing up. These dudes getting ratioed like crazy. Anyway, we're going to talk about it. Turns out this guy was even banned from the UK. Anyway, we're going to talk about it. It's going to be nuts. And then we're going to talk about the risks of going to Mars. Elon Musk is a realist. He straight up says it as it is. People will probably die. And it's not really surprising. We're going to get into that. We're going to talk about it. Before we do, I just want to give some thanks to all of you guys that are out there. Thank you so much for supporting my show from the very beginning till now, and for the future of moving forward. I love you guys. You guys are fantastic. Such a strong support. You guys send me some really cool mail. In fact, I got some cool things. This thing is dope. This is the some sacred geometry right here. This is from Sectus and Sightsees Gaming. Sorry, hold on. Sent me a few books too. Just see. Here's two of Mr. Newton's books along with a book pamphlet on man-made weather. Interesting. I included a laser-etched Metatron cube, since you already know about sacred geometry. Yes, of course, sacred geometry. That's the flower of life, I believe, right in the center, or at least like a dumbed-down version of it. It is missing a lot of the circles, but it's that appears in it. So it's very interesting. I know that you've been saying that you want me to look into this kind of stuff, so that was pretty cool. Now I have a couple books on the matter, and you sent me some dope stickers. I'm very hyped about it. I love these stickers. They're very cool. This one's right off the bat. It's just a couple different magazines. It looks like two drums. And these, all of these are probably illegal in most, in definitely my state. Well, they're illegal to buy, not own. I'm fairly certain. Anyway, very cool. Thank you for them stickers and the books. That's very sweet. Also, Robert Wiles, who is a ardent supporter of mine. Thank you, Robert. I received your gift. And your stickers, by the way, you sent me some nice sheet of stickers. I love stickers. I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I got your gift. Let me see. It's right down here. Hold on. It's cool. You know, it's funny. You got me this 3D space guy. All right. It's basically me floating on like the, and this, so this sits and with a light. Someone already sent me the space shuttle. So now I have the spaceman and the space shuttle. So those might be set up sometime in the near future. But for now, I'm going to keep it in the box because I'm not really sure what's going to happen. So, and then one more thing. I think this is from Point Curation. You actually super chatted me right already. First super chat of the day. It says, hope you got the art. I hope this is your art. I'm not really sure if this is yours, but someone sent me like a lot of different art pieces. I like this one the most. This one looks like space to me. This is my favorite, the smallest. But man, there's a lot of different art pieces in here. So this is really cool. Some of them are stuck together. I can't really get those apart. But thank you so much. That's from Liam, and I appreciate that. So I'm not sure if it's if that's you, Point Curation. Because if it's not, then I've missed it. Because that's all that was there. And I sent out a couple dice today. So I sent one out to Mr. Paul R., who won with a super chat, guessed the number, said roll the die, roll a 7. It was, that was last week, I believe. Very exciting. And then I sent one out to Dawson, who's been a crazy supporter of my Twitch stream. So shout out to Dawson. If you happen to be watching my show today, thank you, buddy. I really do appreciate your support. And then, of course, all of you who are just out there watching me right now, that's more than enough. You guys are fantastic. Smash that like button. We've got a great like to smash ratio right now. I love it. I'm going to spin all that UFO. Spin that UFO for all of you. Thank you guys so much. So much. You guys are fantastic. King Kenneth, I did get the magic pack. I talked about it last week. I still have it somewhere over here. Where did I put that? Someone made me a custom magic pack, and I showed it. I don't know the Fauci song. What's the Fauci song? People are saying something about a Fauci song. There's something about a Fauci song going around. I don't know what it is, but I don't know much about it. Anyway, all right, let's get to the segments. This year's Oscars was a bomb. Not like a good kind of bomb, like down into the pooper. Check this out. Just in, hashtag Oscars, TV ratings down 58%. 58% compared to last year's, which was also their lowest year. A never seen before record low. This is even better. Just in, Oscars rating drop over 50% from 2020, hit an all-time low. Look at this. This is the past 6 or 7 years. Let's see. 43 million, 37 million, 34 million, 32 million, 26 million, 29 million, 23 million, 9.8 million. That's a lot. That's a huge drop. 58%. That's crazy. Just boop, nothing. Yeah. So that went to basically nothing. I mean, who's watching that? Bots? This sums it up. Oh, there is James Franco in drag. Okay. Is that how desperate they are right now? Look at this. Oscars bomb. James Franco looks high. Anne Hathaway overcompensates. What a freaking title, man. Look at this. That is the title. This is the news. This is Fox News. This, granted, I know I'm actually here reporting on it, but I don't claim to be news. I'm just a YouTube show, you know, and I appreciate you guys tuning in for me. This is kind of embarrassing, though. Like, who's watching the Oscars? Who cares? Who cares? Colin Firth, Natalie Portman, they got the best actor and actress. Christian Bale and Melissa Leo took home best supporting actor and actress. Cool. King's Speech won best picture. Cool. All right. And then it all went downhill from there. No, it was already downhill. I'm sorry. Yeah, there wasn't a hill. It didn't go up and then down. It was just down in the gutter. It had already sunk. Like, who cares? Who cares about what these celebrities, they win and they're like, oh, I have a platform to let me virtue signal to you right now. Let me tell you how you should worry about the environment as I fly around in my private jet. Yeah. The Orlando Sentinel said that the show was a disaster. USA Today said the pleasure diminished as the night progressed. MoviePhone.com commented that the whole thing was boring and produced horribly. CBS referred to numerous skits by rookie hosts Anne Hathaway and James Franco as uninspiring, and The Hollywood Reporter noted that the hosting duet was spectacularly bad, particularly James Franco. I'm sorry, I'm not being serious right now because this is kind of laughable to me because I just don't care. It's so silly that, you know, they think that people care about this kind of stuff. You know, I just don't see they this person just is complaining and complaining. I'm kind of over it. I want to go to what I thought was kind of cool because I was like, let me see some clips, right? And one of them was this clip of, I don't know if it's like a guess the song or something, or I don't know. There was this thing here.
I'm gonna go to.
And
Glenn Close on this one.
He's going to Glenn Close.
The icon.
He starts playing
a
song.
Are you ready for this?
And he's like, yeah. You're not going to know who this
if
is.
You told him he was too.
You're not going to know this song.
Song.
Because you're probably.
I'm a child. I think we got something. In, I don't know. Questlove, just play it. Let me see. Here we
maybe
go.
Maybe not the right race or something. Or like culture. I'm not sure what he was trying to prove. Because he said, you're not going to know this song. Go ahead. Just play the song. What up, Glenn Close? What do you know about that?
Wait a second. Wait a second. I know. That's Da Butt.
So she knows. She knows the song. It's Da Butt. And then she like gives all these details. Well, it's from this movie and they never got nominated and it's Spike Lee and dropped all these this facts and he was like dumbfounded like, "Oh man, you actually knew about it. But can you do the dance?" And then she straight up got up and started doing the butt dance. So everyone's like, "Oh my gosh, she totally gets it. She totally knows the song." No, she didn't. No, she didn't. I was like, yeah, right. Yeah, right. Does she really know it? Or is she just acting? Oh, it turns out it was absolutely scripted. She didn't know about the butt. She didn't know the dance. What was it? It was just trying to be viral. And it did. It went viral. They were like, oh, yes, well, it was absolutely scripted. Let's see. Oh, yep, the LA Times has confirmed that Close's now infamous Da Butt Boogie was scripted part of the show, set up purely to bring up a little more entertainment to the event. Oh my gosh. No one wanted to see that. Did you guys want to see it? I'm sorry, I threw it in your faces. If I had to see it, you had to see it too. Yeah, deal with that. I saw this meme and I was like, you know what? This kind of sums up what the Oscars is. It's pretty good, right? Look at this. And the winner is another out-of-touch millionaire. And he comes up. It's for pretending to care. I'd like to take this opportunity to lecture regular people because I think they're dumb. It's pretty accurate. Come on. It's not bad. It's pretty, you know, like out of touch. They're all, every single one of them are out of touch. They live in their own la-la land. I'll tell you the real mark, end of the Oscars. Actually, it died a long time before to me. I honestly, who am I kidding? I never cared about the Oscars. I got to give it up to Ricky Gervais because this guy, he ended the Oscars right here.
You'll be pleased to know this is the last time I'm hosting these awards, so.
I don't know if you've seen that, but if you haven't seen that, you're missing out. I don't know if I can even play these clips, copyright something, whatever. They might be like, whoa, he played some of our clips that we own and we can come after him. Well, whatever, you guys know. And if you haven't watched Ricky Gervais rip the Oscars apart from last year, it's probably the most glorious Oscars moment ever. And I mean that, ever. Of all Oscars of all time, that was the best. Yes, it was Ricky Gervais ripping apart Hollywood for being Hollywood. And if you haven't seen it, please see it. It's 7 minutes long. I can't show you guys because he rips them apart, and I'll probably, I don't know if I'll get a copyright strike or anything because YouTube's already like, you gotta play it safe, man, because I already got a warning and a strike, so I'm just gonna keep it real as long as I can. But this is the end of the Oscars. Who cares about the Oscars? I think it's fixed anyway. Do you believe it? I mean, whatever. Hollywood is just a big circle of jerks. You see what I did there? I don't know if I can. Well, who knows, right? I don't even know what to say anymore, if I can say stuff. Bottom line is, the Oscars bombed, and what's the saying? Yeah, get woke, go broke? Uh-huh, yeah. Well, pretty much all of Hollywood thinks that they think that they can lecture regular people because they think they're dumb, they think they're better, they think they're elites, and for the longest time, that may have been true. Because people idolized these famous people and treated them like they're some sort of, you know, hierarchy of elites because they're famous. It's like, no, all of us are regular people. Everyone's like, not us, like I'm part of that elite. I'm saying like everyone on this planet is a regular person. Like no one is better than anyone else. No one should be on a pedestal. No one should treat people like they're lower than you. And if you do, you're kind of an a-hole. If you ask me, That's just my opinion on the matter. So I'll let you, I don't know if you like the Oscars. You're more than welcome to enjoy the Oscars, if you will. If you believe the Oscars to be legit. I don't even think that. All right, let's move on. Because I don't really care about the Oscars. So, and man, that article is so bad from Fox News. Let's move on to one of my favorite subjects to talk about. Woo, race. Yay. Oh my gosh. I'm so sick of talking about race, but I got to do it. I have to do it because this guy is ridiculous. All right, his name's Tariq Nasheed. I don't know if you've heard of him. He self-proclaimed world's number one race baiter. I bait racists and expose them. He's the foundational Black American. I don't know what that means. FBA. But anyway, he posted this picture, this video. A white Holiday Inn Express worker has a nervous breakdown after he got scolded by a Black customer because of a mistake in the reservation system. Okay, why are you yelling at... And you know what? I just want to play this a little bit. And you tell mistake? Me.
Not really, no.
So you want to get mad and hit the computer because you made a mistake? Because your company made a mistake? You want to take it out on me?
I'm not taking it out on you.
So why did you get mad and hit the computer? Why did you get mad and...
Wait, isn't that taking it out on the computer? I'm just sorry to interject. He's like, you're going to take it out on me? Then why are you getting mad at hitting the computer? Isn't that taking it out on the computer? Side note.
Hit the computer.
I'm
sure you're on camera, right?
Yeah, I am.
I'm sure you're on camera.
This is so sad.
So this is the type of people they have working here.
I feel really bad for this guy.
I got the code, man. I got the code. You ruined my life. You ruined my whole life, man.
He's crying. You know, this is, he's under pressure. He's being bombarded. He's on camera. He said, you ruined me. You ruined my whole night. You ruined my whole life. That's what he said. But somehow this is a race issue. Or maybe, bear with me. Maybe it was just an asshole customer that something happened in the reservation, started freaking out. Turns out he was calling him names. Turns out he was calling him gender slurs, if you will. He was dropping the F-bomb. Not the F-U-C-K, but a different term that's rather derogatory now. All right? I mean, maybe he was trying to deal with someone. Maybe he was trying to help. In fact, there's this... this post on Reddit, I don't know if this is confirmed, all right? Oh, hey, that's me, literally on the edge of my rope, contemplating a lot of things as I view this. Doesn't anyone have a bad day anymore? Maybe he was having a bad day, too. Maybe both of them were having a bad day. I'm the front desk guy at this hotel. I am the subject of this video. What the guy recording didn't record was him calling me the F word for taking his money, which is my job, as well as threatening my job security. While that depiction is correct, because I am a giant homosexual, I was done. Right before he started recording, I told him I have mental illness and I need a moment to think, just before he kept going and going and going and going before it became too much. Yes, I have BPD. With schizoactive tendency, this is not one of my best moments. Mental illness is real and it could literally destroy lives. All I wanted to do was help them, which I couldn't because at that point my hands were tied. But if they pressure me and try to argue with me, I don't know how to handle it usually. This person was under pressure. Maybe he was trying to help this customer. What the hell does this have to do with race? But somehow this race baiter, Tariq, has made it seem and that it was some racist thing, that it was he was treating the customer because he was a Black man, I think a man from the voice that I heard. I don't know if I've misgendered him. Doesn't matter. That's It wasn't, it had nothing to do about race. It had everything to do about customer, human to human relation, customer service relationships between someone trying to get a service and then not getting the service. I'm sure he turned the camera on and acted a little differently, knowing he was being recorded. Of course, now Tariq's coming out saying, well, I be making white supremacists big mad because he was trending today. Why? Because this tweet is being ratioed like crazy. Hold on, let me go back to the full 12,000 comment, almost 13,000 comments, and almost only just under 5,000 likes. That is a ratio. Oh, it's because you're saying it's white supremacists that are mad? No, maybe people defending mental illness, because that's a real thing. Maybe that person just ruined this guy's life because he was trying to help a customer. Okay? I feel bad for this guy. He got put on the spot. You know, he was being ridiculed and what I consider hate speech, yelling at someone and calling them names, calling them out for being who they are. It's like, that's not okay. But it turns out this guy's, he's even banned from the UK. The UK government bans activist Tariq Nasheed from entering the country. This dude is banned from the UK. That's nuts. See, he called the US. This is obviously from his side of things. And the official phone told me in a memo, Tariq Nasheed is not conducive to the good of the public of the UK. Huh. I wonder why. Maybe because you're making things that have nothing to do with race, all about race, calling people white supremacists because you make money off it, I'm assuming. Let's go to his page. I'm sure he's selling something. Oh, of course. Look, it's a documentary coming out soon. And that certainly looks about victimhood. I don't know what it's about. I'm not going to look into it. But this guy is... Oh, of course, talking about it. The Holiday Inn employee that I posted that went viral has a lot of white supremacists using the man's disorder as a way to project their anti-black racism. What? No, they're protecting they're defending someone with a mental illness that has nothing to do with race. What does it have to do with race? It's ridiculous. This guy he's just making it worse. As far as I'm concerned, he's made this a significantly worse situation, and I really do hope that nothing happens to this kid. He looks like a young kid. He doesn't look, you know, maybe he's in early 20s. Who knows? You know, as a desk clerk at a hotel. I don't know what he's doing with his life, but clearly this has scarred him. He was crying. It had nothing to do with race. Why are you making everything about race, mainstream media, Tariq Nasheed? Why? Because that's your job. That's probably why you got banned from the UK. You know, I got to give a shout out to The Quartering, because dude went out and just made a GoFundMe. Thank you, The Quartering. Jeremy said, I'm going to start this. Help harassed Holiday Inn employee. Hey, dude, he's raised. Look at this. Holy cow. Wow. Hold on, let me refresh it. So 4 hours. Oh my gosh. Jeez. So 3 hours ago when I first found this, it was at about almost $5,000 out of the $5,000 goal. I just refreshed it and now it's 4 hours. 15 grand for this guy. Good. Good. Because what I saw, he wasn't doing anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. He freaked out. Yes. Okay. But mental illness is not something that we should make fun of. It should be something that we try to support people that have issues with it. I mean, what else? It's pretty nuts. People are making it about race. That is just a mistake. They're trying to shove race down everyone's throat like it is the new pandemic. They wanted to declare it a national emergency. Why? Because national emergencies mean they get to skirt the laws and take executive powers and emergency powers, and they want to keep that because they got it from something else that I don't even want to talk about anymore. But man, it sucks. I got to ride this line between, you know, saying what I want to say and not getting banned off YouTube. I mean, if it happens, it happens, right? But I really just hope this guy knows that he's got people that are helping him. I mean, $15,000, $16,000 is going to, and this is just starting, I feel like. This is four hours deep. Dude has 15 grand coming his way. Good for him. Good for him. I hope he knows that he's supported and not that he is, you know, being ridiculed as some sort of racist, as this famous race baiter thinks that he, oh, totally got this guy. I totally got this guy. He was freaking out because he's racist. No, he wasn't. And you're a terrible person for saying that. All right, let's move on. I'm done with this. Let's talk about Mars. Let's talk about space. That's what I like. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? I love space. Let's go to space. You know what? Hold on. I got to give a shout out to Halls and the Kid on my Instagram. I posted this picture. I got to show you guys because it's dope. Come on. Look at this. Look at this thing. Dope. Going to Mars. Krigler. MF and Kofifi. I love it. I love this. Thank you, Halls and the Kid, in my Discord. You guys are great. You guys are so great. I love it. Hold on. I got some other stuff I want to show you guys. The Chosen One has some amazing memes. Well, you guys know on my coffee page, I got some incredible memes from The Chosen One. Where's my favorite one so far? Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. Well, I haven't started the next segment anyway. Hold on. I got some funny things I want to show you guys. Where is that meme? This one he just made. I love it. Look at this. The Infinity Coffee Gauntlet. Krigler Coffee. End game. And that, of course, is me smashing the like button. Thank you, The Chosen One. It's fantastic. All right. But anyway, what was I talking about? Yeah, space. So Elon had an interview. I haven't actually watched the full interview. It's over now. It's like an hour and a half long. I'm pretty excited about it. But I got this article right here, and it's got an interesting point near the end, and I want to talk about it, and I'll embellish once we get there. A bunch of people will die going to Mars, Elon Musk says. He's a realist. All right. And let's get into it. There's been a lot of talk about how SpaceX will be sending the first manned mission to Mars by 2025 or 2026 at the latest. That's soon. That's 5 years from now. And how this would pave the way to colonizing the planet. Humanity needs to become a multiplanetary species, CEO Elon Musk, believes. But it will come at a cost. And that cost will be the loss of human life. Above everything else. Not that this should surprise anyone, but these missions will be high on danger because of the length of the journey, the harsh and unknown environment, the radiation, and the impact extended isolation will have on the psyche. Death is an ever-present possibility. Or as Musk himself says in a recent chat with Peter Diamandis, founder of XPRIZE Foundation, a bunch of people will probably die in the beginning. The chat took place on April 22nd, in which was Earth Day, and focused mostly on that, mostly on what man needs to do to cut down on carbon emissions before it's too late. Musk took part in it because of his vested interest in the topic, and he discussed the Mars missions only in reference to how rockets have very high carbon footprints. The space-related bit starts at around 8. Just telling you where in the video, because the video is below and you can watch it if you'd like. I'm definitely going to watch this later. Never the one to beat around the bush, Musk admits right from the start that sending a manned mission to the red planet is inherently dangerous. Going to Mars reads like that advert from Shackleton going to the Antarctic, he says. You know it's dangerous, it's uncomfortable, and it's a long journey. You might not come back alive. But it is glorious. It is a glorious adventure, and it will be an amazing experience. Yeah, honestly, a bunch of people will probably die in the beginning. Still, it will be a glorious adventure, he says. Everyone involved understands that, adding that millions are willing to do it and that SpaceX is not forcing anyone. Humanity is the agent of life, and we have an obligation to ensure the creatures of Earth continue even if there's a calamity on Earth, whether it is man-made or natural calamity. If you look at the fossil record, there are many mass extinctions, Musk continued. It is about ensuring we pass that threshold where it is self-sustaining if a calamity prevents the ship from going there. For the record, Musk declares himself halfway on the topic of how the world will end. Realistically speaking, though, human evolution is cyclic, so expecting the current phase to last forever is unwise. So humanity must be prepared for that inevitable moment. Now, it's that last paragraph that had me thinking, because that really is a very powerful line. You know, what is the current phase that we're in, right? What is, if you were to describe the phase that we're in, right, what would it be? Would it be, you know, using fossil fuels to fuel society and keep the wheels of the society that we've been building for the past 150 years, is it when we move past that, or is it when we move into automation where robots literally do every job for us, where humans are left even either creating, exploring, fixing robots? I you know, there's probably going to be robots that will fix robots eventually too, you know. And, you know, what is the next phase, and how do we get out of the next phase? You know, there's all these conversations about, you know, raising the minimum wage, but it's like now restaurant owners are just getting robots to take your order. You know, so bartenders are being replaced by robots that literally just make whatever drink. You order a drink on your phone, you tap your phone on the bar, the robot makes it and put it down on the bar for you. It's like, you want some more, you know, Fifth Element style. What is the next phase that we're going in? And I think it's space. It's exploring space. It's getting to the point where we know how to have robots create the food that we need to eat. We have robots that are able to mine the minerals we need to fuel our ships from different outposts or asteroids or different things around as we progress, or maybe we come up with some sort of perpetual engine or warp drive, and so we can actually really explore the stars, because at the moment it's impossible. But to be prepared for the next inevitable moment, I mean, Chicxulub is the asteroid that killed the dinosaurs, right? It hit supposedly down near Mexico, and there was such a crazy impact. Water rushed in and instantly evaporated, and it was mixed with molten rock, and it basically turned the sky to fire, and it killed all life on the planet. Not like 99% of the life on the planet. It's like, if that happens, we're screwed right now. Like, if it happens, we're screwed. So what would we do? Realistically speaking, right? That's what he's saying. Realistically speaking, human evolution is cyclic. So expecting the current phase to last forever is unwise. It is very unwise. We can't just live here forever. Life moves forward. You know, sometimes you have to pick up and move to progress. You know, if we become a dual planet system society where we have bases on Mars, we got bases on the moon, you know, we start getting outposts over on like Io and, you know, Titan, maybe, I don't know, who knows, just all the different planets that will be absolutely harsh, that we'll have to create societies based on those different environments. I don't know, it's pretty nuts. We have to shift our attention, though, towards doing this together, unity, right? Stop having us battle each other based on our skin colors. Stop. Like, we can't do that. We can't move forward if that's what we're stuck on, okay? And from my view, I'm not stuck on that. And they are making it seem like the entire world is stuck on it. And that's not the case. they're stuck on it. These far leftists that are just convinced the world is racist, America is a terrible place, and like they're wrong. America's amazing, right? This world is amazing. Life is amazing. Just living, breathing. We're alive. We're sentient. You know, we are the universe becoming aware of itself. That's an amazing statement, you know, and it's not wrong. We know what's happening. You know, we can see and plan. It's pretty incredible. All right, let's get into some super chats. You guys are fantastic. Thank you all for hanging out. The Krigler Show. Welcome to the Krigler Show, everybody. Oh, yeah, you like it, Little Debbie? Thank you. Thank you very much. Point curation. I hope that is the art. You might have let me know later. I actually showed it at the beginning of the show. Versified said, breaking news. It's official. The hashtag recall Gavin Newsom election has come. Woo! I hope Californians have common sense to remove him from power. Yes. Awesome. Thank goodness. I'm very hyped. It's going to be good. Let's get him out of office and let's investigate everything he's done, because I don't trust him at all. Robert Wiles, hey, buddy. I have my niece playing Star Wars Monopoly with me, playing it while watching you. Hopefully you got the P.O. box. Be blessed. I did get to it, and I showed your stuff. Thank you very much, Robert. I really do appreciate your support always. Versified again says, it was great seeing your appearance on the Cast Castle. Boys being boys. Would love to launch an RC car off the skate ramp. Spin that UFO. I will spin it. I didn't realize I was going to be in the video. I just went out to have some fun because I love RC cars a lot. And I may buy my own one day. And I would definitely not launch it out off a skate ramp. And for the record, I was the only one to actually make it over the garage. Serious Business says, stay golden, pony boy. I will. Sir Million. Hey, Adam. Last time I talked about my news recommendation service, Redian News, but did not add the link. Dumb me. It's redian.io. Thank you. It's readian.io. If you guys want to check it out. Ellie Young, thank you for that super chat. Appreciate it. Point Curation says, that was it. Hope you enjoy. Good work always. Thank you, Point. All right. Nice. Yeah, I got the art. Very cool. Very cool. Celluloid Shot says, roll your life. Sorry. Roll a one. Okay. We've got a first roll. And if it's a one, you get to win one of two of these dice that I've got to give away. I only have two left. It's not a one. All right, but the dice has been rolled. You guys all know the deal. Let's see your guesses in chats. Let's see them. All right. Good luck. Have fun. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, got coffee machine for my birthday. I always had instant. Oh, I'm so happy for you, because instant coffee, it's a different type of coffee. I'm not the biggest fan. All right, here we go. We got the numbers rolling in. Coffee maker is definitely the way to go. It's definitely way better. All right, numbers are rolling in. I'm not seeing the number. You guys have to keep guessing. I'm waiting for it. It's 1 through 20. All right. There we go. I think we've got a winner. I'm just going to double check. No one's guessed it. Lura, congratulations. It is 5. Congratulations. 5 and alive. You won absolutely nothing. All right. Save it for something nice. All right. Let's see here. Janet says, so good seeing you on the new Cast Castle channel. Oh, yeah. Cool. Well, that'll be it. Let's see. DizG says, it was super cool seeing you hanging out with Tim on Cast Castle. Sketch some RC cars and roll me a 13, please. All right. I've rolled again. It wasn't a 13. Sorry. And there's so many numbers rolling in for the previous one. I don't know if that's going to... I'm going to wait a little bit until the numbers kind of die out, because you guys might... Okay, I just rolled it live again. So now the new guesses are coming in. I see people kind of stopped guessing. I'm watching the numbers again. Let's see. Good luck. Have fun, everybody. All right, here they go. Here we go again. All right. The numbers are going. All right, we got some little bell music. All right, we got T-Hawk. T-Hawk, it is two. Congratulations, you won the dice game. You won absolutely nothing. Ribs Exposed says, Oscars had 58% less bots than last year. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Vicidia says, have you seen the John Kerry stuff? It's early in the story, but wow. No, I don't know anything about that. Jason Dixon said, I would love to see you have the Breadly Assassin on as a guest. He is a crypto YouTuber, also games. Oh, that's cool. No, I don't know about him. Redoubt says, Oscar? What Oscar? Oscar the Grouch? Nice. Jason Dixon says, if that Holiday Inn employee harms himself, oh my God, I know, I really hope. I think Jeremy did the best thing that he could have done and said, look, let's raise a bunch of money for this guy and give it to him and be like, you didn't do anything wrong. Please buy yourself something nice. Harrison Gray says, Jeremy from The Quartering has a GoFundMe up for that guy. Check it out on his video from earlier today. Well, I definitely check it out. Andre says, check out the GoFundMe, Jeremy from The Quartering setup. You guys, exactly. I was on it, no worries. Turk said, The Quartering started a GoFundMe so far at 7K. And then the last I checked, it was at like 15K. Let's see if it's 17,000 now. Wow. That is awesome. So this kid is going to be able to buy him something nice. All right. That's awesome. That's awesome. Let's see. Six Semper Tyrannus says, only color Tariq Nasheed cares about is green, and he will exploit anyone to obtain more money. No different than Al Sharpton and David Dukes. I don't know if David Dukes was about that life. What are you talking about? I mean, hold on. Oh, I don't know who David Dukes is. Never mind. I'm thinking of someone different. Daryl Davis. That's who I'm thinking of. Yeah. I don't know David Dukes. Yeah, maybe. Rygar, I don't know if you guys know who Daryl. Let me just make sure I got the right guy. Yes, Daryl Davis, dude. He is a freaking boss and definitely was not trying to exploit it for money. He was really for unity. Shout out to that awesome guy. Let's see. Rygar says, I am blocked by this guy on Twitter. It is a badge of honor. Apparently, I am a race traitor for taking a picture with Tommy Loren and voting Trump. Ah, what a surprise. Huh. Would you look at that? That's not really surprising. Bobcat says, what's better than watching a drone fly on Mars? Drinking Krigler coffee while watching a drone fly on Mars. I couldn't have said it better myself, Bobcat. Thank you very much. Harrison Gray says, the only race I want to hear about anymore is the space race. Okay, I'll take it. Meximan and Cheese says, I would love to see a show with you and Luke Rutkowski sometime. Keep the great news. Thank you very much. Yeah, I think he's a Florida man now. I don't think I'll ever be a Florida man. Let's see. Jason Dixon says, I just donated to take young man to the young man with Holiday Inn. Nice. Awesome. Very nice. Thank you for that. Awesome. Awesome. Mark Robershaw says, Adam, the current phase in humanity is at the mercy of nature. The next phase of humanity control over our own evolution and environment. Maybe. Yeah, maybe that's what it's going to be. Who knows, right? Kyle says, people need purpose. They think they want robots to do everything for them, but it will lead to societal collapse, idle hands, and all. Look at last year. I agree. I know, Kyle. You're right. But robots are eventually going to do everything. We have to figure out something for us to do that can't be done by a robot. Right now, it's like the arts, right? I mean, the arts, competition, the Olympics, sports. You know, it's weird, but those are going to be the things that people live for. You know, exploring space, pardon me, science, understanding gravity. There's a lot that we can focus on because a lot of the, I don't want to use the word mundane tasks, but you know, like growing food, like food is one of the most important things we need to do because we need to eat. If we don't eat, we die, right? If we don't have fresh water, we die. So finding fresh water and making sure we have food to eat, very, very crucial stuff. Once those things are taken care of by robots, you know, then what? Who knows? Let's see. Gerald says, Adam, look at videos about what happens to universe in billions of years. It's terrifying. Well, I have seen a few videos like the cold, inevitable cold death of the universe because the universe is expanding. So eventually the stars will be so far apart from every other star, you won't even see any stars. And I mean, what do we do? If we're going to last a billion years? Who knows? I don't think so. A billion years? That's nuts. It's crazy. We'll have to become the Borg. And even then, that doesn't sound like a good existence. Doobie McNasty says, positive vibes, not warning tribes. I just had a conversation with an Antifa kid that ended up with him reconsidering his stance on 45. Doobie McNasty, you, sir, are the hero we need. Mark Robershaw says, universe will be molded by our hands eventually. I believe that. Robershaw again says, did you have fun with those RC cars on Cass Castle? I definitely love those RC cars. Robershaw says, I will raise my daughter on scientific facts. And he says, roll a natural 20, crit, Krigler. Oh, it was so close. You were so close. It's not a 20, sorry. But I did roll the die. You guys know the deal. I want to see them guesses in chat. Good luck, everybody. Have fun. Larry says, to Takik, everything is racist. Yeah, it seems like it, right? Robert Shaw says, Mars will be free of race baiters, at least. You don't know that. You don't know that. Daddy wants some dice. I'm going to roll it again after this. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I gotta say, this was within the same window of rolling the super chat, and he said, give me a 14, and I just rolled a 14. I don't know, man. Almanac guessed 14 first in chat, but that's pretty boss. I don't know, man. That's pretty cool. I would look down at the dice, and I was like, I just wanted to make sure I knew the number, and it was 14. And then the numbers, no one was guessing yet, and I looked over and read your super chat, and it says, Daddy wants some dice, give me a 14. And it was a 14. I'm going to give it to you, Bad Goat. I'm giving it to Bad Goat, because I just rolled, and congratulations, my friend. Email me, just write Bad Goat, Bad Goat Die, AdamCastIRL @gmail.com, and I'm going to send them out to you, buddy. Congratulations. Angleby says, give it to him. Yeah, I'm going to give it to him. It's fair. It was right there. That's awesome. All right. Robershaw says, wait, I just had a super chat jump. I have faith in humanity to succeed in the end. Me too, Robershaw. Me too. Pat says, do we really trust Californians to elect someone better than Newsom if the recall election works? No, but as Robershaw just said in the previous, I have faith in humanity to succeed in the end. You know, I'm not in California. I don't know. You know, who knows? But I'm hyped for Batgoat, who's always in chat getting all hyped up. So you're going to get some dice. Congratulations. Yeah. Turk says, calm and positive vibes from your intro. Loved it. Thank you so much. That's going to be my jam, baby. That's what I want. I don't want to complain. I don't want my show to be about complaining. I want to talk about cool things in the future. I want to talk about guests. I want to find out about their lives. I want to hear everything that they have to bring to the world. I'm working on some really cool guests. You know, the future of my show is going to be really fun and positive vibes. You best believe that, baby. Robershaw says, have a good night, brother. Last super chat. Thank you, Robershaw. Always appreciate your ardent support. You're the best. Scott says, stop proving Alex right t-shirt. It is scary how many of Alex Jones' predictions are right. Get it here. Pitmandesigns.creator/spring.com. Yeah, Alex was right. That's funny, right? Jason Dixon says, look up Unstoppable Morgan. Get her as a guest. You know what? I don't think you're the first person to say that. I've heard that name a couple times. Unstoppable Morgan on YouTube, huh? Let's check her out. All right. I don't know what she does. Living in a Bronco. Oh, that's kind of fun. A little travel blog or something. Cool. Yeah, maybe I'll get her on the show. That'd be fun. Ken says, do we move ourselves into robot bodies? That is a frightening future that may be. Who knows, right? Have you guys seen Altered Carbon where they can, you know, your mind is in a chip that can just be transported into, they call it a stack, but it's interesting, right? Janet Partridge says, it is dangerous to assume how or what people think. Most people are not racist, in my opinion. And in my opinion, too, Janet. Exactly. That dude just wanted it to fit his narrative. Whoa. Now look at all how angry these white supremacists are. No, they're not. You can't just call people white supremacists because they disagree with you. All right? That's childish. It's crazy. Jason Dixon says, give me a roll of the dice. Number 69 is not on the dice. It's 1 through 20. I mean, I'll roll the die. And Mazo actually has a guess. The last roll is a 9. All right, so we got... Okay, it's not a 9. And I'm going to say, I'm going to roll it again. And I want you all to know, especially Batgoat. I want you to know, Batgoat. I rolled another 14. So if I rolled again for you, Batgoat, it would have been a 14. I just rolled another 14. Okay, so that's cool. Batgoat, you not only earned it because of the previous 14, you got it because I rolled an actual 14 for you right now. All right, now this I just rolled. Mazo is not a 9, unfortunately, but it is 5, Lady Bell. Lady Bell right off the bat. Oh, Dan Smith. Oh, I'm sorry. Lady Bell and Dan Smith got him at the same time. Technically, Dan Smith said it first. So I got to give it up to Dan Smith, 440 Studios. Thank you. You won. Congratulations. And Lady Bell, you can get a consolidation prize of nothing also. So congratulations. You guys both won absolutely nothing. And enjoy and don't spend it all in one spot. The Black Blade says, wouldn't it just be dandy to learn aliens call the Milky Way America? Just dandy. Julie says, my 20-year-old daughter is smart. She's coming around slowly, but she got that indoctrinated mindset. She loves Gavin Newsom. Says, make California sexy again. Oh, gosh. That's so she doesn't even know anything about the terrible things that he's done. She just thinks he's sexy. I think he looks kind of like a skeleton hiding in some human skin. Kind of like, what's her name? Nancy Pelosi. Eight Way Run says, shout me out. I'm playing Azura's Wrath tonight. Well, you just did. Eight Way Run on Twitch. You could find him and give him a follow. Doobie McNasty says, Altered Carbon is amazing. Very Blade Runner-esque. Yeah, very cool. I haven't finished the second season because I just loved the characters in the first season so much. And it just doesn't, it's just not the same. It sucks. Julianne says, so do you have to move this week or soon? Is the show going to have to be on a break? Confused as to what you said last week. You seem stressed, sad. Prayers for you. Thank you, Julie. I can't tell you guys, unfortunately. I will let you know when I know. And that's as much as I can give you guys, unfortunately. I'm sorry, just know that I will be doing my show as much as I can because I love my show. I love my chat. I love being here for you guys, and I love that you guys show up for me. It is amazing, the incredible support that you guys have been giving me over the past 6, 7, 8 months that I've been doing this. I'm not going to stop. I love it. I love doing this. So even whatever happens, I'm going to continue doing my show. Jason Dixon says, can I get a ring of that bell and spin the UFO? Of course, Jason Dixon. Of course. You got it for me after all. And then I am going to spin this UFO. This is just for Jason Dixon. All right. He asked specifically just for him. Can I get a ring and a spin? Ring it, roll it, spin it, and most importantly, smash it before you leave. If you haven't smashed, smash that like button. Please hit that subscribe button if you haven't subscribed. Share my videos. It definitely helps me. And I appreciate that the most. Benjamin says, natural 20, dude. But I haven't shot you some love at all. Loved the gem on Friday. Got to get me some coffee. My grandma turned 90 to get today, so got busy. Woo! Nice, 90. Amazing, amazing. Spend as much time as you can with her. I'm going to roll that natural 20. It's not a natural 20. I'm sorry, but the dice has been rolled, so you guys know the deal. We'll give you guys a little bit of time. I was about to do my little send-off. Thank you for all those super chats, everybody. You guys are the best. Definitely we'll be back tomorrow here on Atomcast. I'm sorry, the Krigler Show. It's just, I got to get used to it. I'm sorry. That's a whole nother conversation. But hey, Robert Shaw says, I lied. Go your own way, bro. You're your own man. You're absolutely right. I am. It is the Krigler show now. I love that. Let me see. The numbers are rolling in. Oh, first guest is Kyle Schmidt. Congratulations, Kyle. You guessed it first. It was a 16. Good stuff. All right, well, Batgoat, make sure you send me your address, and I will get them dice sent out to you. And thank you all for joining. I will see you here tomorrow on The Krigler Show. And you can also check me out on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/AdamKrigler. I go live around 9:30, 10. And I will see you guys later. Yeah. Good night, everybody. See you next time.
Please smash the like button for AdamCast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.